Little do you know how I'm breaking while you fall asleep. Little do you know I'm still haunted by the memories.
大家好，我是 Jenny， 欢迎你回到开言英语带给你的潘吉 Jenny 告诉你。
Hey guys, it's me, Spencer.
今天我们要谈一下外教。
Okay, but what kind of 外教？
A fake one, 一个假外教。
到底是 so, a 假外教？
那我们要先界定一下，先定义一下 what is a 假外教。
Yes, what I want to know. What is a fake English teacher?
对，我今天想做这期节目，有感而发，就是身边很多朋友我发现他们的外教可能就是英语不是他们的母语，但他们就是金发碧眼，然后呢他们的英语可能比你还就跟你差不多。
Okay, so English isn't their mother language, but they have like blonde hair and maybe blue eyes, or
so they pass as 外教、
okay.
有伪装成，不过这也是有意思的一个主题啦。那也希望在大家就是甄选外教的道路上给你一些帮助和指引。那除了听我们的节目呢，我们每期节目都有做那配套的文字推送，你可以一边听一边看，学习效果会更好，而且也可以收藏起来以后再重温一下。那大家可以到我们的微信公众号开言英语，开放的开，语言的言，来找到今天的推送。 OK, 那首先说一下 Spencer 不是假外教。
No, I'm not.
所有开言英语的主播们都是 native speakers.
That's right, Jenny, that's right.
This is actually something I really insist on, 就是我特别坚持的，因为最近在招一些新的主播嘛，壮大主播团队。然后因为我现在就是平时住在温哥华，后来就是有来面试的是他可能十几岁到那，就是他们的英语也很好，但是听起来就像我一样，我14岁出国，但我就不是 native speaker 呀。所以我就只能跟他们很抱歉的说啊，对不起，我们真的这个主播一定要是 native speaker.
That's right.
因为我觉得还是作为一个学习产品，像我们这个中英文双语的脱口秀，我觉得我更像一个桥梁，我跟大家一样是学习者，可以问我们的外教主播很多问题。但像我们的付费课程，因为很多朋友都说我就是想要接触最正宗的最准确的英语，不管是表达方式还是发音。
Right.
那 just now you were asking me, so you know, what is a real 外教, what is a fake 外教?
Yeah. Well, I mean, so this has been kind of pretty hot on the internet lately, at least here in China.
对，最近有看到一个视频，是吧？就说假外教是个俄罗斯人 Russian teacher.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's true. And I'm in a number of like WeChat groups, and people post jobs, and people also post job openings.
Yeah.
And I'll see job openings that says, looking for non-native English speaker for teacher.
是吗？他们叫招就是不是就英语非母语的人做外教。
Yeah,
因为比较便宜嘛。
Yeah.Yeah, so they can.
用人成本比较低。
Yeah, so it's like, hey, you're. This is so crazy, I think, but whatever. Yeah, so we put different prices on people. Anyway, I won't get into that. But yeah, so there's a lot of non-native English speakers who are teaching English these days.
Well, I'm not saying they're not good teachers. 就是所谓不能那么 generalize, 因为有一些，比如他如果学过这个，有一个证书嘛。TESOL 对吧、就是 TESOL 那个 Teachers of English to Speakers of Other Languages.
Exactly.
那个 program 很多人有 TESOL Certificate, 那他对教学至少他是学过一些的。但 anyway, 就今天做节目就是希望大家 be aware, 不管你自己学还是你的孩子在学英语、因为就之前 Diana 我们的主播她是美籍华人嘛，然后她就跟我说she struggled a lot with, you know,
finding jobs here,
teaching jobs here, because people, they see her, 然后他们就说你就是中国人、
yeah.
we want a foreigner,
yeah.
我们要找一个外国人，他们就是说要找一个 someone who's white.
Yeah, so guys, honestly, I mean, if you're mainly concerned with learning proper English, it's best to not judge a book by its cover here.
Mm, so don't judge a book by its cover, 就是不要以貌取人。
Exactly, because guys, remember, you know, 美国就是一个移民国家。So like, I mean, you know, 我们各种各样的人都有啊。
各种 race, ethnicity,
yeah,
少
对呀、
不同的族群，不同的族裔，对吧
？Yeah, yeah, exactly.
因为我也有认识一些African American,、mm-hmm. 就是黑人美国黑人朋友、
yeah.
然后他们在上海也是就是碰到同样的问题
Yeah, I've also seen、a lot of job postings in groups that'll say、looking for English teacher blah 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 not black
真的
Yeah
这样直接的说
yeah.
不能是黑人
Yeah, yeah, not black It's just like, oh man、
但是我也遇到过 the opposite problem、
mm.
就是我在加拿大这个 有一个网站上面招聘英语的老师嘛、mm. 然后就我写那个 job description、
mm-hmm.
职位描述的时候就是说 looking for native speaker teachers、
mm-hmm.
后来他有帮我就我就 submit 不了我就提交不出去、
mm-hmm.
然后我就读他们那个、条款就是说因为那样你是 it's considered discrimination、
mm-hmm.
就是他们的条款上认为你说要 native speaker 或者什么是歧视就和性别歧视什么一样的、
mm-hmm. 对 yeah, yeah, yeah,
yeah.、对 anyways so, 就是 it's a complicated nuanced issue 是比较复杂的、哦
yeah.
好那我们还是换回来说那个外教啊、
okay.
先来讲讲外教这个词儿其实你要翻译就用英文来表达的话你觉得最 what's the most accurate term
yeah so like an English teacher or English tutor
对因为现在很多大家用外教或者私人外教我觉得那个更像 tutor 就辅导老师
yeah, yes like a 私人外教 would be like a private tutor
a private tutor、mm-hmm. 对吧然后还有中国有颁发一种证书是吧外什么外籍专家证
the foreign expert
对就之前有好多非常年轻的比如俄罗斯人是他在这里 they got a teaching job and they would say I have this foreign expert certificate 我有这个外籍专家证书
foreign expert
然后对他们都In their early 20s, they're from Russia.
Yeah, yeah, you're too young to be an expert.
没有没有，好像现在那个相关政策也变了啊。
啊，对。
好，那我们再看一下前面我说，就是很多大家对于外教可能很容易就看 ，you know, judge them by their skin color, 他的肤色。
嗯，对。
前面你说 don't judge a book by its cover.
嗯。
有的时候。我看美剧啊什么他们也里面说就是说、我这个人我绝对不分种族的没有种族歧视他们说、I don't see color 就我不看颜色、
mm-hmm.
这个肤色对我来说 doesn't mean anything、
mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know a lot of people say that but I think that's kind of BS Everyone, you know, you always recognize somebody's color You know what I mean
反正就是你会在美国的一些社交媒体啊或日常生活当中听到有人说 I don't see color
Yeah
可以用 color blind 吗、
I mean, you could probably say yeah You could say yeah, I'm color blind
Like color blind 是
色
盲
对色盲
的意思但在、in a racial context
Yeah, yeah, you could say You know, I don't judge based upon You know, color I'm color blind in this regard
对就是讲到种族肤色的时候也可以这样用
Yeah, so in this regard, guys when you are looking for a 外教I think it is best to be colorblind because you might have a native English speaker whose parents were you know, Chinese or Korean or African or whatever, but their English is really good. But because they're not white, you don't want to hire them. And then you hire a Russian person who teaches you really poor English.
哎，我们今天节目不是反俄罗斯人，
好好好好好。Okay, so you hire a 乌克兰人。
乌克兰不是，对对对，我们真的不是这个意思，而是说，对，其实就是还是要他的语言水平和他的这个教学。
Yeah, 对，就是语言水平是最重要的。Doesn't matter what they look like.
但其实这个又讲到一个另外一个复杂的问题，就是native English speakers， 但是除了。比如说英国美国、更别说英国美国都有很多不一样的口音有的不是那么标准、是吧、还有我们会涉及到比如 Australian accent, mm-hmm. Aussie teachers, or yeah. South Africa.
Yeah, or 新西兰。
New Zealand.
Or Ireland.
就是说老实话那些口音都是挺重的是吧、mm-hmm,
yeah.
因为我 I went to uni.
Yeah, uni.
I went to uni in Australia. 在澳洲。但是就我是学不会澳洲口音因为可能我去的时候我已经口音比较、就是已经定型了。So I can only say things like water.
Water.
Water. 喝水。Barbie.
You call that a knife?
Knife 就是我觉得最后要看还是你的学习目的吧
嗯、
其实 non-native speakers 英语非母语但他如果英语够好够流利的话作为语伴、
嗯、
if you're just looking
yeah,
for a practice partner
language partner
对 language partner 我觉得是挺好的、
嗯、
但是作为你 primary teaching source、
嗯、
就是比较主要常用的这个、英语学习渠道的话最好还是要 native speakers、
嗯、
但是你不一定都要有真人的老师嘛像我们、
嗯、
我们是用媒体的一个形式、
嗯、
我们的主播录了课你可以听或者你就直接看这个美国电视呀听美国的 podcast 啊、
right.
这些对吗我觉得都是一个可能更加方便也更加 affordable 更加 负担得起的一些 option 一些选择吧、
yeah I agree
好那我们今天的节目就到这儿不知道在你找外教的道路过程当中有没有遇到过就是 quote unquote 假外教或者也有可能你这个假外教、你有一个很好的经历啊对大家都可以在留言里面跟我们分享
So that's right guys leave us your comments and let us know if you think you have any good ideas or 策略 like ways of finding good 外教
对对对 、
yeah.
好那也说了很多遍就是开源英语所有的主播、all of our hosts are native speakers、
that's right、
然后呢我们今年就明年了新的一年我们 we're adding on new hosts、
looking forward to it
英语口音现在我们有一个 mic 里面已经录了一些、讲英式英语和美式英语区别的课程、然后还有新的有华裔加拿大的外教、但是绝对是 native speaker
绝对的
对、就是、
不骗你们的
对就是希望能够真的教给大家最正宗最实用的英语口语那、当然也要非常感谢大家的支持就是你们不断收听我们节目然后升级成为会员才让我们有这个能力去扩充自己的团队把我们做的事情做得更好那如果你还不是我们会员的话呢看一下我们的会员课程吧我觉得你一定会喜欢的因为它非常的实用也非常的生动有趣而且我们每天发布新课最主要学习一年只要629
哇超值
我真的希望就是用很超值的价格带给大家是很高质量的一个学习体验、
That's right So we are the best around And don't forget it guys
我都不敢这么说的这么绝对
没关系你不敢说我敢说
Thank you 谢谢大家的收听我们下次再见
拜
拜
Little do you know I love you till the sun dies Little do you know